and chilly. Overnight low temperature 38 tomorrow night. Rather cool Friday. High temperature barely up to about 60 and back to the 30s again on Friday night. What a change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. CBS News reports that Jeff Sessions is seriously considering a run for his old Senate seat. His spokesperson, though, has not confirmed that. Sessions was a U.S. Senator for 20 years before resigning in 2017 to become President Trump's Attorney General. State troopers are investigating a late-night wreck on Interstate 65 near Pine Level. We're told this wreck involved an 18-wheeler and another vehicle. Troopers say there are injuries, but they have not said the extent of those injuries. The lanes were shut down while troopers cleared this crash last night. And for the first time in 15 years, the Dallas County Sheriff's Office now has a canine unit. This unit is made up of three dogs that will help in the fight against drugs. Sheriff Mike Grantham hopes to expand the unit in the next 6 months. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Vicks, VapoCool drops. Oh, great. A sore throat keeping me from my extremely lucrative voiceover job talking about throat drops. Thanks, universe. Might as well try these Vicks VapoCool drops. Wow. These VapoCool drops are amazing. That's not candy dressed up like a throat drop. That's a super cooling VapoPower rush. It's like... Yes! Yes! I don't know where that's coming from, but yes! Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed.
Little Caesar's thin crust pizza is so loaded with cheese and pepperoni you can't even see the crust. And if you ever want to see it again, listen very carefully. Bring $6.49 in unmarked bills or marked bills or coins or just a credit or debit card to Little Caesar's. Come alone and bring your friends or family. Bring everyone. Get a Little Caesar's large thin crust pizza with extra cheese and the most pepperoni all at the nation's best price of just $6.49.
Pizza, pizza.
Top four national pizza chains. Extra most bestest thin crust pepperoni pizza versus large round one topping thin crust pepperoni pizza. Everyday standard menu prices at participating locations plus tax.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Major fires on both ends of California. The worst may still be to come.
We have the most significant wind event in Los Angeles of the year.
Bombshell testimony for the first time. A first-hand witness to the explosive conversation that ignited the impeachment inquiry. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, a combat veteran and National Security Council staffer, was on that July call between President Trump and the Ukrainian president.
The head of Boeing faced hard questions testifying before Congress about the 737 MAX on the anniversary of the Lion Air crash.
Any accident with one of our airplanes is unacceptable.
College athletes will soon be allowed to make money without getting in trouble. The NCAA making that call.
A federal judge has blocked what was to be a near total ban on abortions from taking effect next month in Alabama.
Cabrera is there. Nationals have forced Game 7. 7-2 is the final.
This journey for the Nationals, it's not over, but it's been incredible.
And that I love.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, 272-9228. First-time callers and any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing. First-time callers have their names put in twice, but we do that drawing on Friday from 2:30 to 2:40, around 2:30, 2:40, and it's a $60 gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Okay. Simi Valley, right? Not right down from the Reagan Library.
Well, no. Are you seeing the headlines here?
No.
It says that the Reagan Library is completely surrounded by wildfire, and they're telling staff at the Reagan Library to stay inside for the time being.
Right, well.
And so officials there at the Reagan Library are saying, we are completely surrounded, and authorities, firefighters are trying to work on it and fight it back.
I haven't been up there, but it's up on a hill.
Right.
And at the back, is you're looking out towards the Pacific Ocean, so, and I know they have their own fire department there.
And what a mess that California is. I mean, some of this is natural, but a lot of it is just poor lack of management.
Lack of management. And with the, as my late stepfather would say, who was a forester and very knowledgeable, he said, look, if you don't cut the brush out and thin those trees, God will do it for you in a lightning strike or something will happen. It will thin itself. Something will happen. And you'll end up with a catastrophe on your hand, which is what they're doing every single year.
Right.
I mean, it's just crazy.
And even with the design, the purposeful blackouts by the power company, the winds are kicking up so much now, the El Diablo winds, and they really are living up to their name.
Yeah, they're talking about 75-mile-an-hour winds. But you remember last time what happened is you see where the ground clutter would burn,
but trees would
be fine.
Right.
But it hit a house and catch the door on fire and get everything going, and that house would catch on fire. I mean, it just use some practical thinking here, as they would say. Okay, so let's kind of get back into the swing of things here. And Fenton from Judicial Watch was on, also with a former deputy director of the FBI, talking about the deep state.
Take former CIA Director John Brennan, who tweeted today, as in previous times of national peril, we rely on our military, diplomats, intel officials, law enforcement officers, and other courageous patriots to protect our liberties, freedom, and democracy. May they stay resolute and strong despite corrupt political headwinds they faced. Joining me now, Chris Swecker, former assistant FBI director, and Tom Fenton, president of Judicial Watch. Tom, Brennan, and his ilk, they're dropping their masks, aren't they now? Now it's kind of obvious. They're in charge.
Well, you want to know what the motivation was for the illegal spying on President Trump. You see this in the unhinged tweets of people like Brennan. The problem is there's been no oversight of these agencies for years. To a degree, there is oversight. The committees are essentially run by the agencies themselves. Remember George Tenet ran the CIA for 10 years almost? He's a former staff director for the Senate. And Senator Burr, frankly, over in the Intelligence Committee, has turned it over to Senator Warner, the Democrat. So that's
they're running they're running roughshod over the president's agenda. The Senate, Chris, has an enormous amount of oversight power to hold hearings, to hold these people accountable, and frankly, to shrink budgets when necessary, to disempower these bureaucracies. To hear Brennan, after everything we know about his role in kicking off this whole Mueller investigation, to hear him act like he was elected by the American people, talk about anti-democratic rule. I've never heard anything like that.
Yeah, I think, Laura, what we need at this point is a contemporary version of the Church Committee, which was established back in 1975 to address the intelligence abuses of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And that actually led to some reforms at the time and the establishment of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. So that's right where it should lie. There's a lot to look at. If you just look at the official sources over the last 2.5 years, the Inspector General reports a culture of leaking in the FBI, a culture in the State Department, mishandling classified information, CIA targeting U.S. citizens without, you know, violating their fundamental charter, and things like misuse of their powers, FISA, and those types of tools that have been entrusted to these agencies. And actually, I think some pretty serious violations of the Hatch Act. So all of that needs to be looked at.
The Hatch Act. That's something I brought up about a year ago, is that you get these people, if they're doing things that have a political agenda and you're a federal employee, you're violating the Hatch Act. So if you're helping one side over another, right, then that's political. That's violating the Hatch Act. So these guys, and the reason they're doing all this is because they're getting so close.
Yeah, I opened up the show, News and Views, this morning. Did you see that Brennan tweet?
I did. Well, she just ripped
it. Seeing it with my own eyes, because I heard it and I heard people characterize it, seeing it myself, it's just like they said in that clip, it's so obvious now. Not only just seeing it now, but the behavior of Brennan over the last 2 years and how over the top he has been with going after President Trump. It now just seems plain as day, and I hope Inspector General Horowitz and I hope Attorney General and U.S. Attorney Barr are looking into this.
This is just a big, gigantic policy problem. It's that their concept of policy, first of all, they didn't want him there because it would hurt all the things that they wanted to have happen in the global society. Then once he was there, they're trying to, you remember, they hit the bee's nest before they left to get the swarm going with Russia and all the different stuff they had. Totally unnecessary. But where was this Ukraine guy, Vindman, when Russia invaded Crimea? Went to Crimea. Where was he then? What was he saying to the president about doing something on a military basis to protect Ukraine? How much did he know about Nuland and the overthrow of the president and the outing of the president?
And I was going to bring
what did he know about Paul Manafort?
And given the outrage and hysteria over interference in the election, how about not just interference in election, how about a coup? But it's all right when we do it.
Yeah, it's all right when we're doing it. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Okay, so now Ingram with Fenton in the conduct of the Intel Committee.
Unmasking of Americans as they did, people who normally wouldn't be individuals like UN ambassadors, somehow getting involved in unmasking during the Obama years. Brennan just now on MSNBC, again, playing a part of the narrative, building up anyone who stands in defiance of the president's agenda inside the White House.
We have somebody in the White House right now who fears people who are willing to speak out about what is wrong and be able to expose the corruption that is going on right now. I think we're going to see, in fact, maybe more examples of bravery and courage that we have seen in the past couple of weeks.
Tom, if Vindman was supporting the president, heard the call and said nothing wrong, do you think they'd be calling him brave?
No, he wouldn't be called to testify. Look, you had a CIA official wrongly take classified information. It certainly looks like...
He's given it by someone.
Yeah, maybe wrongly given it. Certainly wrongly conveyed it to Congress. Schiff lied about it. You had this counterintelligence investigation, a spy operation targeting the candidate for the president of the United States, and then the president of the United States. And you remember the intelligence community also includes the Justice Department and the FBI. So you had Peyton Place was struck in Page. That's the intelligence community these days, folks.
Here we go.
Wow.
I know. I mean, this is just incredible to me.
Like Schumer said years ago, if you go after
six ways to Sunday.
Mm-hmm, if you go after the intelligence community.
Well, and again, let me tell you, this gets down to policy. They didn't want him to be president. They were trying to stop him. They were doing illicit things then. Then when he became president, they were trying to slow him down and mess him up. But then when he started injecting policy into stuff, that's when they really went nuts on this whole thing. And we're seeing the aftermath of that with all this. And again, Vindman, I would love to talk to Vindman and ask him some questions, because I want to know, how long was he there? How many administrations? What did he think about it? And give him an XYZ type of issues that are there, things that happened. What did he think about those type of things? What did he do? What did he advise? Well, I can't tell you because that's confidential to the president. Well, he wasn't talking to the president. He's talking to somebody else. Okay, so let's stay with it here. Ingram, no, we got to go to a break here. I'm sorry, I don't want to mess things up here. Dan Marshall, we're going to be back right after this.
to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
That's where we are on a Wednesday.
And we can build our dreams.
I think it's going to rain like forever. It's this kind of misty, yucky rain. You know, the squirrels in my house are wearing like raincoats now.
I don't mind the light mist stuff. I get a little annoyed, though, with like the heavy, heavy downpours. Those drive me nuts.
I messed up really bad last night. Came in and I popped the trunk of my car to get my briefcase out and everything. My hands were full and I was going to come back and close it. Guess what? I didn't come back and close it.
Oh, no.
Thank God I've got a drainage plug in my trunk. But it didn't get that wet. I just kind of towel and put it in there. But since it stops raining, I'm going to dry that bad boy out. We'll get a hair dryer out there. Okay, let's continue on with Ingram. And this is talking to the former deputy director of the FBI about the whistleblower.
17 intel agencies. Now, do you think there might be some bloat there? Do you think there might be a lack of accountability? Chris Wecker, you know, again, we are supposed to act like they were duly elected representatives instead of people who are charged for working for whatever administration is elected, their priorities, their agenda, while obviously always trying to keep us safe, not run roughshod over our civil liberties. But that's what the role is supposed to be. But now they're kind of roving watchdogs or another branch of government. That's how Brennan's almost describing it.
It's really interesting to see what agencies are considered to be intelligence agencies, the Department of Interior, the Department of Agriculture, the Social Security Administration, some agencies that have nothing to do with intelligence. But really, the five are the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, the ODNI, and the State Department. Those are the ones that really need to be looked at here, because that's where we've seen some real issues. And we need, you know, that same committee, this new church committee, if you will, should be looking at the use of the whistleblower laws and tightening that up, because there are legitimate reasons to facilitate whistleblowing, but you can't use it as a political cudgel, as a political weapon, and that's what we're seeing here. A very clever use of the whistleblower laws and getting around and sort of lionizing some of these people who really have a political agenda.
That's why they went through that door. Exactly why, to try to hide it. Yeah, remember, I always tell you, it's intelligence folks are into the disinformation world. That's the whole thing. It's trying to get you thinking it's one thing when it's really another. Let's go to Ricochet. Ricochet, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Hello, how are y'all today?
Doing well.
Doing great.
Okay. Very good. I just took the day off, and I'm sitting here doing a pastel portrait of one of my wife's customers, her dog, and kind of passing the day away. My friend.
Excuse me.
Let me ask you this. Sure. This whistleblower, I know that he's supposed to be, or she's supposed to be protected, like from retaliation.
Mm-hmm.
But does that exempt the whistleblower, like being mandated to come forward? Like, you have a right to face your accuser. So would that not apply?
It would apply, but with the Democrats are saying is that his life is being threatened and we can't expose him because he's received some type of death threats.
Yeah, but okay, first off, who's making the death threats? Second off, who do we know who the death threats are being made to if you don't know who it is? I mean, you know what I mean?
Well, the whistleblower said that that's what's happening.
Okay. Well, whatever. But anyway. Okay,
So what type of dog are you painting today?
Well, this is a blue heeler. I'm doing it in soft pastel, something I do when I'm not in the penitentiary. So just kind of take my mind off things. But, yeah, it's a blue heeler.
I didn't know you had such talents.
Well, I didn't either. Everybody else seems to think I do, but I surprised your dentist. I went over there. I told him last time I was in there, I had my phone. He saw a cocker spangle on my phone, and I was going through some photos, and he said, "Oh, did I? Yeah." I said, "I'll take care of you. I got one nice normal Rottweil. I'm gonna do for you. Put it in the lobby." Okay, so I think he forgot about it, but I took it and had it framed. After it's normal Rottweil, I did it in graphite, and I took it in there and it's hanging up in his lobby. So next time you go in, should still be there. But anyways, but yeah, something I do.
Ricochet, I appreciate the telephone call. I want you to have wonderful day.
Yes, sir. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Mar Show on a Wednesday. Kind of a misty, wet out there. Y'all need to drive carefully, I can tell you that. There's some nutty folks out there. Montgomery's not known for great drivers. Okay, here Ingram with Fenton on the FOIA request and why no prosecutions have come out of this stuff.
Fenton, you've been involved in a lot of the FOIA requests to get information. Horowitz is looking at, Durham's clearly looking at. Do you expect we're going to learn a lot more about these deep state actors and their agenda to take down this president from Horowitz specifically?
I think so. The question is, will DOJ follow up on it? And the leadership of these agencies had this casual approach to criminal leaks. You had Comey leaking, McCabe leaking.
They should all be prosecuted.
600 security violations on the Clinton email server, no prosecutions. 14 leaks out of the FBI
Kavanaugh
recently.
Kavanaugh leak, no prosecutions.
No prosecutions. There were 27 active investigations into leaks related just to Trump world. I think there's only been one prosecution.
And let me tell you something. There's going to be a whole bunch of frustrated people if nothing happens in this whole thing. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
We're caught in a trap.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosted with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A new wildfire in Southern California is threatening the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley. Its spokeswoman, Melissa Giller, tells Fox,
there are dozens upon dozens upon dozens of firefighters and police officers at the library making sure that it's protected. They are doing nonstop water drops of helicopters and airplanes. But the fire does seem to keep getting close.
Ronald and Nancy Reagan are buried on a hillside on the ground. Some homes in the area are evacuated as well. House committees looking into President Trump's impeachment have two witnesses today, both experts on Ukraine.
The State Department Foreign Service officer is telling House investigators President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, played a key role in the administration's dealings with Ukraine. That, Christopher Anderson says, was a concern for former National Security Advisor John Bolton.
Fox's Jared Halper and the other witness is another Foreign Service officer, Catherine Croft. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes as the month of October ends and November begins. Today, breezy, warm, high in the upper 70s. Scattered showers, maybe some thunderstorms. I think there's a better chance of thunderstorms starting in the wee hours of tomorrow morning and through tomorrow morning. Then temperatures will fall as a strong cold front moves through the state. We'll fall from the 70s first thing in the morning to the 60s, to the 50s, then to the 40s by evening. I think for the trick-or-treaters in the evening, we should be dry by then, but it'll be breezy and chilly. Overnight low temperature 38 tomorrow night. Rather cool Friday. High temperature barely up to about 60 and back to the 30s again on Friday night. What a change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Angel and seven demons. 272-9228.
Can shoo the windows of the universal house.
Let's try with Laura Ingraham and no, we did it. We already went through all that. I thought there was another set. No, it's Ari Fletcher was on this morning. He did an extremely, extremely good job. He has changed so much since he's gotten out from that MSNBC deal that he was doing. Because you could just tell they were trying to make him criticize Trump, and I think he just kind of didn't want to do that because he didn't want to be the object of Trump's anger, but I don't think it came along naturally with him. So he's going to be talking about Biden and Baghdadi and how Biden handled this.
If he got pulled off, I think in spite of his actions. The military is incredible. They've done just a phenomenal job, and I have great faith in them. But my Lord, the president should stay in his lane and listen to the military and not get off on these rants he goes on. Now he's saying we're going to keep troops in Iraq to protect the oil fields, and we're going to take the oil. That's like putting up a 500-foot banner, a recruiting banner for ISIS.
Joe Biden not giving the president credit for that successful mission targeting the head of ISIS, and he is not the only one openly critical of that move. It is time for our headliner, Ari Fleischer, former White House press secretary, and by that move, I don't mean the killing of al-Baghdadi.
Right.
I mean his taking credit for it. Joe Biden certainly is deciding to get political and call in question the president taking credit for that.
Well, you know, Mark Tyson has a column in the Washington Post that says Joe Biden is the absolute wrongest person on earth to be talking about this, because he's the man who opposed the raid against Osama bin Laden. Biden's foreign policy judgment, as everybody knows, has been poor for three decades. And for him to weigh in on this now, the president deserves the credit he gets as commander-in-chief for authorizing a raid. The military carried it out. It's not more complicated than that.
Why do you think he went there then?
Because he's running for president, so he has to take shots at the person who is the president. Mm-hmm. It's just politics as usual. But Biden is weak on these issues, and he exposes himself every time he opens his mouth on foreign policy.
He is weak on this issue, and he's the one who opposed going after bin Laden. Don't think they're not going to remind him of that. But Ari Fleischer does a really good job with this thing. I like the way he lays out his case. And he's going to be talking about now the animosity towards the president.
Tucker's got a piece that says, left incapable of celebrating Trump for any reason, call it al-Baghdadi derangement syndrome. Why was there not a reprieve for 24 hours?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Salute the decision.
Great question. You know, this animosity toward the president runs so deep that it's distorted people's better judgment. There should be times where we as Americans stop and just say, thank you, well done. I remember that feeling after the raid against bin Laden, and it was a great American moment. This, too, was a great American moment. But people just cannot resist the siren song of taking cheap shots, and that's what this is.
Beto O'Rourke went a step further and said, not only is he not giving the president credit here, but this raid was successful in spite of President Trump. Here's Beto O'Rourke.
Some have made the case, and it's very compelling to me, that this raid was successful in spite of or despite the president, not because of him. His precipitous withdrawal that created a void that Turkey and Russia, Iran and ISIS and Assad have all come into. It is really a miracle that we were able to do this.
So that's where we are today.
It wasn't a miracle. It was an order.
Yeah.
It was an order from the commander-in-chief of the military that carried it out. I mean, this is just empty politics at a moment. We should just frankly suspend politics and be grateful.
It really is. I mean, the animosity towards the president is just incredible. And Beto O'Rourke, he is so out of his zone, out of his league, is unbelievable. So we continue on, and here's going to be one, Jared Kushner, talking about the Middle East, and he's going to say something that's like, you know, what he's been doing with all this Middle East stuff. Listen to this shorty here.
Jared Kushner, we don't hear from him often, but he's got a big announcement this week about Middle East peace process. And he did an interview suggesting, the current administration is trying to fix some things that weren't so good the last time around. Here's how he phrased it.
Look, he's entitled to his opinion, but a lot of the work that the president's had me doing over the last 3 years has actually been cleaning up the messes that Vice President Biden left behind. Look, he has his opinion. I think that President Trump's entitled to pick his team, and we've worked with him for a long time, and I think we've done a good job of trying to help him be successful.
I think it's subtle, at a minimum, but I think the Obama administration would probably say the same thing about the George Bush years.
And I have no problem with this. This is politics as usual. This is what you do when you defend somebody or you criticize somebody, the Democrats will do it to Trump, properly so when they have the grounds, and this is their rebuttal. I do think there's a real smart method to the White House and the campaign's madness. Notice how much time they're spending going after Joe Biden. I think they want to weaken Biden as much as they can because they would love to have Elizabeth Warren as the opponent.
They would love to have Elizabeth Warren as the opponent. Okay, so Kushner is basically saying, I've spent most of my time cleaning up the mess of Biden. I love that. You remember what Gates said? There's not a foreign policy decision that Biden had was any good. There was no good, none, zero. And that's from Gates at DOD and NSA. I mean, he just tore him up with that. That will certainly be part of, as this thing gets a little more rip-roaring, I think even the Democrats may use that one against him. So continuing on here, he's going to be asked about impeachment.
As far as the impeachment battle happening on Capitol Hill, we just heard from Leader McConnell, now Chuck Schumer speaking on the Senate floor. Ari, when you look at what is happening today and what they have or don't have or what they're putting forth, what we're learning from these witnesses, what is being leaked, it's a lot. It's a lot for the American people to take on. Lindsey Graham making the point that he thinks that once the American people understand fully what is going on, they'll be against this.
You know, my effort to simplify it is this. Did the president commit a crime? If he committed a crime, vote to impeach him and vote to convict him. If he didn't, don't. Now, I think the president's call was inappropriate. It was wrong. You do not, as the president of the United States, ask a foreign nation to investigate your political foes. He shouldn't have done it. But it's not an impeachable offense, and that's the difference, and that's the case I would make. So I think what the Democrats have done is they're impeaching him for Charlottesville, they're impeaching him for getting elected, they're impeaching him for being Donald Trump. It has less to do with the call and more to do with they can't stand him. And that is not grounds for impeachment. So what we're going to end up with here is the House will impeach him, the Senate won't convict him, and we have wasted the American people's time.
Exactly, and let me tell you something. The Republicans who are doing a much better job in messaging, and you're going to hear a little bit of that when you hear Kevin McCarthy, when he does his wrap-up of his interview, but you're starting to hear that where they're saying, there's nothing that's getting done, there's another big waste of time, we spent 2.5 years on Mueller, they're just doing this, they're trying to dig all this stuff up, and it isn't going to go anywhere. And I think that is starting to hammer on the Democrats. It will be interesting to see if all the Democrats, except for one, vote for this.
Right.
Or do a bunch of them vote for him, but then there's a vote present. But what's the guy's name? Drew from New Jersey?
Yeah.
He said he's not going to vote
like
for
Van him. Drew or something is his last name or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Trump only won by like 25% more, 25 points than his district. But let me tell you, this is not going to work out well for these guys. Not going to work out well. So let's continue on here. Ari Fletcher on impeachment and Trump. Different approach, you think?
Think about the variable here from 1998 to 2019. I don't know if Bill Clinton could go to Dallas, Texas in the middle of his second term and get 35,000 people to show up. But President Trump can. I'm suggesting the rabid support behind this president among that 34 or 35%, it wasn't as public as it was with Bill Clinton in the late 90s. But this guy does it differently. And when you consider that variable, what does impeachment take on then?
Well, the problem
is... Because in all likelihood, Ari, he'd probably go out and have a rally that night if it passed in the House.
Yeah, I think he would, and it'd be smart. But it exists on both sides, and that's the fascination of the Trump era. He has this mass following that's going to turn out in huge record numbers for him. But so too do the opponents because they can't stand him so much. We are beyond normal politics. It's that visceral on both sides. So at the end of the day, the question is, are we advancing things that are good for the country or dissatisfying the bases? And we've entered into base politics. That's what impeachment is about. Again, I go back to the call. It has less to do with anything said to Zelensky. It has everything to do with the fact that from collusion to obstruction to Zelensky, the Democrats have been looking for the hook. This is their latest hook. And they can't legislate. They can't govern. So this is what they do.
And that was a key thing. This is the hook. And I'm telling you, if he gets impeached, the House does it, I guarantee you he's going to go out and do rallies. And he's going to look like we would at what are called ADIs, Area of Dominant Influences, for certain counties and what media markets are being piped into there. And he's going to go in there, and I don't care if it's California. He's going to go into California, and if he's got a media market where he's hitting like five congressional districts, which there is one where Daniel Roybacker's Orange County area, he's going to go in there and he's just going to chew them up. And that's going to be the punch of Donald Trump in this whole thing, and that is what's going to make the biggest difference. I'm actually kind of looking forward to it myself, particularly when it happened right after a vote in the House, because that's what he wants. He wants to beat the crap out of these members of Congress. And I'm wondering if they realize that there's a big train coming down the track at them. Let's listen into, it's all about fairness, and this is, they need to market this.
As we mentioned, this battle continues on Capitol Hill at this moment. Chuck Schumer just spoke a few moments ago, and here's a bit of what he had to say.
On the whistleblower, as the House of Representatives continues its impeachment inquiry into whether the president jeopardized national security by pressuring Ukraine to interfere with our 2020 elections, the White House, their allies in Congress, and the media have resorted to despicable tactics to falsely discredit individuals who have provided the House testimony.
Okay, that from Chuck Schumer. You just mentioned the hook. Do they have the hook this time?
Well, they have the hook they've been looking for, because I think they're going to impeach him. They finally have it. Yeah, I think the votes are going to be there to impeach. The Democrats burst the dam. The water's overflowing. There's nothing going to stop that water. But here's the problem. The American people look at this process, and even with the upcoming vote, they know things have been unfair. And the question is, if you were subject to the same process, would you think you were getting a fair treatment? And then the resolution they're going to vote on was so still fundamentally unfair, is it all up to the Democrat chairman of the committees to decide the rules? There are no rules, because the rules can be vetoed or waived by the chairman under the resolution that's about to pass. So there still is not fairness. And in every process we have, fairness is an American value. And that's why this process hasn't been fair to the defendant here.
That's why you hear the Republicans battling for the process. Democrats taking an issue with that, of course.
Because it's not a process issue. It's a fairness issue.
Bingo. That is, Ari Fletcher is completely right with that. And they need to coin that phrase. They really need to get that in a minute and get it out there. This is not fair, because people in the U.S., particularly in some of the... You take a district, take a congressional district that has a Trump plus 20, they understand fairness. And if they perceive that the person that there is the current Democrat is there and they're not fair, they will take them out with good reason. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show, will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
She moves like an angel, and seven evening stars can shoot the windows of her universal house, of her universal house.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces Forces, who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
I never seen you looking so bad, my funky one. You tell me that your super fine mind has come undone.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that...
All right, Fletcher's spot on with that.
When the demon is at your door, in the morning...
We're going to get back into the testimony and the Venman and some other pieces, and particularly the intel and the resolution. But there was another one... I thought it was interesting. That's Frank Luntz. Now, Frank Luntz was an anti-Trump person. He was the one that did the interview where Trump said John McCain wasn't a hero. And Frank Luntz challenged him on that and said, well, and Trump said, well, people that get captured aren't heroes. And Luntz took exception to that. But then the blowback started happening and people started saying, yeah, I agree with Trump on this thing. It's that they canonized him too much. But he's going to be talking about what is a winning political ad here. This is really interesting. This is Stop and Go.
For a look at the 2020 election and the advertisement strategy by the candidates, we will bring in pollster Frank Luntz in just a bit after the break. Oh, here he is right here. Coming up, Frank, we were talking about ads and what makes a good campaign ad. What is the secret sauce that makes a campaign ad?
Ever so briefly, number one is they've got to be credible. You have to be able to believe it, the information, what it communicates, the data behind it. Number two, it's got to be memorable so that when you see it, you know whose candidate it's advocating and you remember it a day or two. And number three, it has to make you think so it sticks with you. Of the ads that are created, and there will be thousands in this campaign, only about 15% actually move the vote. The other 85% are wasted money.
We've got some ads that are running now. Let's play one of them. This is, first of all, the Trump impeachment ad.
First, the Mueller investigation. Now Ukraine. Politics at its worst. President Trump is changing things, renegotiating bad trade deals, securing our border, creating 6 million new jobs. It isn't pretty. The swamp hates it. But Mr. Nice Guy won't cut it. It takes a tough guy to change Washington.
That's perfect. Mr. Nice Guy won't cut it? Brett, I'll run into you a week from now, and you and I will still remember that line. He looks tough. He looks strong. And one of the reasons why he won is because he is tough as nails. That's an ad that people remember, and that's an ad that redefines what it is to be running for president.
Think of what that's going to be like up against somebody like Elizabeth Warren, even Joe Biden. I think Joe Biden is so slipping in different things, and he just mentally is slipping. He just isn't, you know, they got him under wraps. He's hidden. Their burn rate is really high. I understand that they've let some staff members go. And that's not a good sign when that happens. But that was good. Let's listen to Frank Luntz again.
All right, here's the Biden beating Trump ad.
We have to beat Donald Trump. And all the polls agree Joe Biden is the strongest Democrat to do the job. No one is more qualified. For 8 years, President Obama and Vice President Biden were an administration America could be proud of. Our allies could trust and our kids could look up to.
Okay, now remember, this is for a Democratic primary vote. But he's saying that he's tough enough to beat Donald Trump. And those pictures that we were watching were ones of him shaking hands with voters. I think the words are very effective, but the visuals don't cut it because they don't match exactly what Democratic primary voters are desperately looking for.
All right, finally, this is Elizabeth Warren, not too hard.
too hard to stand up to Wall Street, too hard to protect consumers from cheating banks, too hard to beat a popular Republican incumbent senator as a first-time candidate? Not too hard. Right now, the wealthy and the well-connected have rigged the system for themselves. Americans need a leader who's not afraid to fight back.
Now, what's special about that, the early visuals were not that effective. They were simply plain. But when you saw Treasury Secretary Mnuchin holding up those that sheet of money, that's the sign that people remember. That's the visual. That ad, I think, and the language that Elizabeth Warren has been using is one of the reasons why she has surged in the polls over the last 60 days. If she continues that tough talk among Democratic primary voters, it's going to take her, I think it could take her to the nomination.
Wow. And it actually was a good ad. Excuse me. It was a good ad. And Biden is too late. He's too slow. Everything's kind of going at the wrong time. And it just didn't work. Let's do this last piece here before our top of the hour break.
Yeah, let me just put up the RCP average of the national Iowa and New Hampshire polls. What do you make, though, of Biden's staying power? Despite some poor performances in the debates and some stumbling here and there, he's still up there.
But keep it up there, because I'm going to tell your viewers something very important. Do not follow the national numbers. They don't matter. The only states that matter are Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada caucuses, and South Carolina primary. I'm convinced that Joe Biden might not still be in this race by the time you get to Super Tuesday. His weakest states are the first states. Elizabeth Warren's strongest states are those early states. And for her to be ahead now, with so many people knowing Joe Biden, that tells me that she's got tremendous room to grow, and Joe Biden still has room to fall.
Okay, so for example, New Hampshire, Sanders 21%, Warren 18%, Biden coming in third at 15%, Buttigieg right behind him at 10%. In Iowa, he is number four in Iowa, fourth place runner. That
wow.
is not good. The only state in Nevada, same way, third place. Only state he's doing well in is South Carolina, and that's because of the African-American vote, without a doubt. So he has got a real problem to try to get this thing synced up where, I mean, think about this. He could end up going, and I think Iowa will make Warren a kingmaker. It would be unusual to have Iowa and New Hampshire do the same thing. Normally they... You know, Iowa will pick one and New Hampshire will pick another, and that may be a Biden, but it may be a Bernie. And then you get down to South Carolina, you win that, but then you lose Nevada, and then you get into Super Tuesday, and he ain't looking too good in California in Super Tuesday. Kamala Harris isn't looking good at all. But, you know, the only place he kind of does well is in some deep South states for Super Tuesday, again, because of the African American vote, a little bit in Texas. Beto doesn't do well in Texas, as the last numbers I was looking at. But this is not good.
And the big problem for Joe Biden is that every time he tries to, you know, get up off the mat and really land a punch, most recent example, I think that 60 Minutes interview in many ways leaves more questions and hurts him more than it helps him. There might be some people that watch, you know, Norah Donald's interview with the former vice president and be like, oh, yeah, there's Joe. But when he gets asked certain questions, he just sort of fumbles around. Like this, why hasn't Barack Obama endorsed you? His response comes across as inauthentic and too cute by half. And whenever he gets into this, I'm going to beat Trump like a drum, I don't think people believe him. He's not what he used to be. He looks older. And I think this whole impeachment thing, as much as the media tries to put it to bed, like the corruption in Ukraine, I think it's hurting him. And continues to hurt him. And if he ends up being the nominee, you know Trump's not going to shut up about it. You know the Bidens are stone cold crooked. That's a lie, Mr.
Correct.
Buck. You have no evidence, Mr. Oh, shut up, you're fake news. Like, I mean, I can see it happening already.
I tell you, it's this whole thing, the way it's kind of collapsing in place. The media is so obsessed with this impeachment stuff, and they don't realize how it's playing in middle America, and it's not playing well, and they are going to fall apart. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show, final hour coming up right after this.
never seen you looking so bad, my funky one. You tell me that your super fine mind has come.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there no more. Any major dude will tell you. Any major dude will tell you. Tell you my